With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. The Monterey Bay's native oyster population is at risk of disappearing. Scientists are trying to save the species with aquaculture. We begin this story in the Elkhorn Slough Reserve, where the oysters have lived for 8,000 years. Here's KAZU's Erica Mahoney.
Wearing camouflage waders, Suzanne Fork trudges through soft mud on the shore of Elkhorn Slough. A flock of birds feeds in the still water. Fork is a research biologist. She's counting the number of oysters living on rocks along the muddy bank. She holds a clicker in her hand.
Yes, it's this little clicker. Instead of having to keep the number in your head, you can just click once each time you see or feel a living oyster.
She counts about 200 at this spot.
It's really low. You can see many, many more that are gaping and open, so they're dead.
These are Olympia oysters. They're the only native oyster on the West Coast. The population is suffering up and down the coast, and Olympia oysters have already gone extinct in parts of California. Here in Elkhorn Slough, the population has been steadily declining since the 1920s. Back then, oystermen harvested them by the thousands. Elkhorn Slough Reserve Research Coordinator Kirstine Wasson is working to save the slough's Olympia oysters. She says there's several factors why the population is so small.
It's hard for any population once it drops below a few thousand to find mates and reproduce successfully.
They're also threatened by pollution, crabs, and can get buried in the mud and suffocate. Back in 2012, Wasson and her team tried protecting baby oysters with man-made habitats. But it only worked that year, and it was the last time she saw baby oysters in the slough. So, researchers are trying something new. They're attempting to restore the population through aquaculture.
We're in the aquaria room at Moss Landing Marine Labs.
The room is full of aquariums with starfish and other sea creatures. Daniel Gossard is a graduate student at Moss Landing Marine Labs. He spent the summer raising baby Olympia oysters. Aquaculture is essentially farming in water. It's often used to grow seafood, including oysters. In this case, they're using it to save this struggling native species.
Many species that we normally wouldn't think play an important role in our environment actually do. Oysters, for example, they play an important role in cleaning up water and increasing water quality.
Oysters help keep the water clean by filtering it through their gills.
Yeah, we actually have some right here.
Gossard reaches into a trough of water and pulls an adult Olympia oyster out. They took 50 adults from the slough and helped them reproduce in the lab.
These oysters are smaller than what you would think of as the oyster that you eat. The oyster is rigid, it's very bumpy. It's a little bit of a coppery green color.
These adults created thousands of babies who got a pampered start to life. Researchers fed them an ideal diet and gave them habitats made out of clamshells to settle on. Then, in late October, volunteers transferred the young oysters to Elkhorn Slough. Research coordinator Kirstine Wasson checks on them along the muddy bank.
I'm peeking at some right now and they look great, but we'll get a thorough count in December.
You have to look closely to see the oysters. The biggest ones are just the size of a dime. But there are plenty, nearly 20,000 at this spot. The hope is that this new generation of native Olympia oysters survives and reproduces in Elkhorn Slough.
I hope everyone out there has a chance to see an Olympia oyster one day because they're a native species, really special to our coast that people have been interacting with for thousands of years.
If this project works, she says it could become a model for restoring Olympia oyster populations along the California coast. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.